This is Catherine Sarrazin, and this week on Let's Talk Art, we'll visit the Marmottan Museum, which is currently exhibiting paintings of Monet's collection. The museum holds the largest collection of the artist's paintings, as well as some of his contemporaries, such as Morisot, Pissarro, Renoir, Sisley, and a few others. However, Monet was also a great art collector, and for the event, the museum gathered many pieces from renowned museums around the world, paintings which were initially part of Monet's private collection. The Marmottan Museum was first created in 1932 by Paul Marmottan, who donated his mansion in the 16th arrondissement in Paris, and his art collection of the late 18th and early 19th century to the Académie des Beaux-Arts. Later, the collection was enriched by another donation from Madame Denop de Monchy, whose father was a close friend of Monet and an adept of his work. Indeed, Dr. Georges de Belliot acquired, among other artworks, the famous painting Impression Soleil Levant, which gave the name to the art movement, but also Le Pont de l'Europe and Gare Saint-Lazare. After Monet's death, his son, Michel Monet, completed the collection with paintings of Monet's own collection, some painted by the artist himself, but also many artworks the painter acquired and collected throughout his life. Some paintings and photographs of Monet's studio in Giverny show its walls covered with paintings by Renoir, Pissarro, Manet, Morisot, and other well-known painters of the time. The exhibition, titled Monet Collectionneur, highlights his interest in his peers and his role as patron of his contemporaries. The collection, however, was partly dispersed after the artist's death and has been reunited today for the exhibition. The selection shows how careful Monet was when choosing paintings, and some of his favorite artworks are now on display in the museum. Paintings by his friend Renoir, such as La Bigneuse Assise, which was selected as the poster of the exhibition, but also portraits of Monet's family as Madame Monet and her son, Still Life with Milk Jug and Fruit by Cézanne, a beautiful country scene titled Paysanne plantant des rames by Pissarro, given to Monet as a present by the artist, but also portraits by Manet, Morisot and Cézanne, landscapes by Delacroix, Boudin and Yonkin, as well as a large collection of Japanese prints. In total, over 100 artworks from around the world are exhibited until the 14th of January. Stay tuned to English Waves.